You're listening to SBS News.
They say cricket isn't life or death. Andrew Park, who captains Australia's national deaf cricket team, says it's much more important.
The cricket is a very big part of my life.
Cricket is a very big part of my life. I've played from a very young age with my family. Then I played at school. That's how I got involved with the deaf community, through cricket. And that's how I made lifelong friends, through the deaf community.
Likewise for Indian-born Sydney third-grade cricketer Austin Anish Philip, who migrated to Australia at the age of 6 months. Philip was confirmed deaf at the age of two, but hasn't let that hold back his cricket ambitions.
We all love banter, and they're just hungry to win the game.
Yeah,
it's great cricket, it's really difficult. Because Australian deaf cricket, we have to take our cochlears off, but great cricket, I don't.
Yeah.
So I can like listen to the sounds of cricket, and it's amazing.
After receiving his cochlear implant, Philip learnt to speak by identifying and naming the world's top cricketers. Now, the 18-year-old has set his sights on the big time.
Yeah, 100%, definitely. I have low goals, so I want to like achieve first. My first goal is to play first grade, and then play Big Bash one day, and then to be like a role model for all these kids who have a hearing loss, with cochlear implants too.
25-year-old Kurt Williams also has lofty ambitions. Williams has joined the national deaf squad after also representing Australia at junior levels in football. Since swapping sports, he's picked up a few tricks for when the cochlears come off.
We try to get the batsman's attention, and sometimes like we'll give it a little wave, we go, stop blocking, you know, try to get him to play some shots, you know, letting the team down, then he runs, what are you doing, because it's 2020, and we play with their minds, and next thing they try to do a big swing, they get caught or bowled.
Williams, Park and Philip are all on the verge of a potentially career-defining international tour. Next month, they're off to India for the T20 Deaf World Cup, where they'll vie to become the best deaf cricketers in the world. But the difference this tournament is that the sports national body, Cricket Australia, has fully funded the tour for the first time. There are many challenges for deaf and hearing impaired cricketers, and one which has proved elusive has been breaking into first class cricket, that is, full hearing state and national level competitions. It's now hoped the fresh support from Cricket Australia can help them realise that dream.
The first deaf person to play their state or their country, they'll be like a next. That's just amazing standard.
Yeah.
That'd be a big achievement.
Andy Park says it's the stuff of dreams.
Back in the old days, we didn't have any support, so we had to pay our own way to be involved in these tournaments. But now, with the support of Commonwealth Bank and Cricket Australia and funding for the National Deaf Team, it's an amazing opportunity. And it's not just the funding, but also the pathway set up by Cricket Australia, from club to the National Cricket Inclusion Championships and then the national team.
Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.